to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Jayesh Neely. He's a personal brand strategist and co-founder of Leverage Brands. Welcome to the show, Jayesh.
Hey, thanks for having me, AJ. It's a pleasure to be here and excited to talk to you guys.
Same here. Welcome to the show. A lot of people will certainly, not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will certainly benefit from what we are talking about. We are talking about the power of personal branding and why you are your own best asset. So my first question to you, Chase, is to understand, see, you are an intellectual property attorney by trade and training. There you fight for your clients, win cases for them, protect their brands there, and actually make a name for yourself. As a personal brand strategist, I want to understand your view on personal branding. When it's outside, when it's a different setting, not in a court of law, what does personal brand mean? Does it mean also the fight, also the same sort of fights that you do for your clients inside the court?
Well, it certainly can. And I am one of those interesting attorneys who loves doing the law and loves practicing law, but I also love talking about the marketing side. And so I've had that unique background that's brought me to see the value of the personal brand from multiple angles. You have obviously the intellectual property asset that you're creating with your personal brand, but what you also have is a way to connect with your audience that wasn't available in the past in such a powerful way. And so with a personal brand, you can connect to your audience where they are with the authentic version of yourself and build a company around you. That's never been possible in the same way that it is today before. This is new in the 2000s, right? The first instance of personal brand, it was in an article back in 1997. This is when this concept even came into being. And a powerful personal brand can propel your career, whether you're somebody high up in a corporation or whether you're just getting started, by understanding that people can trust you to do what you say you're going to do and deliver what you say you're going to deliver. You're building something powerful in the corporate world, in the entrepreneurial world, or even in your business that you've started. You know, so it's a personal brand that permeates all aspects of what you're doing, and it does it in a way that gives you something to fall back on no matter what comes. And I think that's the real power. It gives you optionality, and that's so, so big today.
Right, Chase, right. So let's look at this situation. You talked about you one can become an authentic brand, authentic personal brand. And, you know, that is where a lot of people are talking about authenticity. And then there is a general sort of a personal branding, all air, nothing substance, nothing of substance. You buy each of these people, everyone has got the tools, the apparatus. A lot of people have got lots of money. They can build a personal brand very well, spend money, but only air, not substance. And you, so how do you look at both these things? So many cases we have got just brands, you know, personal brands, but no substance. And so many cases where we have got, you know, people who have built good brands for themselves in terms of companies and all. How does that work? What would your advice be if someone wants to get started? And, you know, because you work with a lot of, creative people, authors, songwriters, producers, you know, a lot of creative people. Anyone who wants to get started today, what route should they take for themselves?
I think it's crucial to start with why you're doing this. Okay. And I think that the inauthentic personal brands, the one who feel like a lot of volume with no substance, that personal brand, their why doesn't go beyond themselves. And so if you're a personal brand and you're starting out today and you want a personal brand that lasts and that is really helpful and has that depth of content and that depth of just message, then you have to understand why you're doing it. And so for us, when we're talking about why, we're talking about how can you provide the most value to your target audience? And so we really try to identify that niche person, what you're going to say to them and why you're saying it. Because if it's not just about, money, or it's not just about making sure that you're business is succeeding. If it's about the end user, that's when a personal brand sustains and lasts, and that's when a personal brand creates really, really amazing stuff for the person that they're reaching. And so you want to know who you're talking to, you want to know why you're talking to them, and that's got to go beyond, I want to make money. It's got to go beyond that. It's got to be something you're passionate about and something that you're really looking to grow around you.
Right, Chase. So you say, you know, you are your best asset. Why do you say, I know what you mean, but I want you to communicate directly to the audience and tell them what do you mean when you say this?
So I'm going to ask you a question. What can you control, AJ? What can you control? I have a 3 and a 6-year-old, okay? And when they're going to school and they're getting upset and their friends aren't playing with them or whatever, what do I tell? I say, what can you control? All you can control is your actions and reactions. You can't control everybody else around you. You can't control the business climate around you. You can't control the economy. You can't control politics. You can't control the news. None of that. All you can control is you. And so if you have a strong personal brand, you have something that's in your control that you can lean back on when things get tough, that you can create income, that you can create opportunity from when you don't have any other opportunities in front of you. So it's your most powerful asset because it's something that's entirely within your control. You are you. That's circular and it's pithy, but it's true. You are you. You can control every aspect of you. And so if you can control the interactions you're having with people, if you can have authentic interactions that help them, then you're going to build a sustainable ecosystem around you that will propel you forward in your business and in your personal life. And that's why the personal brand's so important. That's why it's your best asset.
Right. Doesn't it have a limitation that if you are building everything around you and something happens to you, it is like a daily wage worker. If you don't go to work one day, you don't earn. So if your brand is just around you and something bad happens in terms of either, you know, some bad publicity and anything else, you are out of business. How does then it work? How do you build a brand, personal brand, and still make that whole process, you know, very defensive, build your defenses are in right order. How does that work with brands which are actually personal brands?
Yeah, so I think we're talking about two separate paths here. One is the brand implodes because of something untoward that happens with the brand. In that case, you didn't build an authentic personal brand. Your audience didn't expect that thing to happen. And if that's the case, then the problem wasn't with the personal brand itself. The problem was with your authenticity. And so you can control your authenticity. If you have skeletons in your closet, be honest about them to the extent that you need to so that the audience knows. When something like that comes, that you've been honest with them. Because I think that betrayal with the public forum is what really tanks a personal brand in that instance. Now, in the other instance, if you get sick, if you pass, whatever that is, we think that personal brands can't endure. But really, you have to build a succession plan for a personal brand, just like you would have to build it for any business. Because you think about some of the great entrepreneurs that came before us, we still talk about them, right? Napoleon Hill, everybody knows who that is. He's been dead for a while. Walt Disney, he's been dead since, since before Disney World opened. He's been dead for a long time, but we still talk about him because of the succession plan, because he had built a company around it that endured past his life. And so a personal brand can endure. You just have to be smart about the way you succession plan, the way you scale it. And actually, I talk about that over my shoulder right here. Every step counts in that book. I talk about scaling your personal brand beyond yourself. Because ultimately, the interesting thing about building a personal brand is ultimately and eventually, you have to fire yourself from running your personal brand because there are people smarter than you in business. There's people smarter than you in revenue generation, whatever it is. And that's what we do at Leverage Brands. We are those people. We come in and run a personal brand on behalf of the brand, but we're the succession plan for them.
Right. So in terms of, you know, when you are talking of personal brand, how does one get started in terms of, you know, what are the tools? The tools 5 years were different. Now we have got many tools in your hand. How do you choose which one is the right tool? And secondly, you have got now the AI also. Is it good for personal branding? Is it bad for personal branding? Earlier on, if it was you had an agency which was working for you, so you had that edge. Now that tool is available to everyone, so that edge is gone, except your prompts have to be better than others. How does it work? How do I choose which tools are the best for me in terms of, especially if you want to focus on the creative part, because you deal with a lot of creative people.
We do. Yeah. And I think that AI, there's a lot to be written in the story of AI still. And so I'm not going to pretend like I know where this is going to end up. And I think the word that you used, it's a tool right now. The tool is only as good as the person who wields the tool. You can give me a drill and I will put holes in the wall, but it will not mean that I am building something that's going to sustain for a long time. I'm not good. I'm not a handyman, right? So you put a tool in my hand, it's not going to work well. But if I put one of the most powerful tools that mankind has created in AI in your hands, the question is, what are you going to create with it? And I think that that's the leg up that authentic personal brands still have, is they create amazing content that's not otherwise creatable. Because at this point with AI, I'm not going to say it's not going to get there, but at this point with AI, that's not creatable yet, because you still have to edit it. You still have to take what it gives you and make it something that has depth, right? You talked about shallow volume of content. Well, that's not what we're looking for. That's not what sustains a personal brand. But if you're getting started today, it's the best time to get started today, in a lot of ways, because you'll look back in 5 years and be thankful you started your personal brand today, but also because there's so many tools available to you like AI to help you move forward quicker. And so what I would say is, to get started, define your why, then you find your target audience, okay? Right. And then you build a plan how to reach them. How are you going to get in front of that target audience? And I like to think of these plans in 90-day chunks, because as a marketer, and you know this, we market, we test, we iterate. So we come up with a plan, we test, and we iterate. And you got to give it about 90 days to work, right? And so we have test, iterate. And if you do a test every 90 days, your personal brand will be so much further by the end of the year than if you just kind of go at everything all at once. So be intentional with your tests, iterate the tests, but that's what I would do. Define your why, define your target audience, and start making an action plan to reach them over the next 90 days.
Right, right, Chase. Who is this personal branding for? Is it for everyone? For example, you deal with a lot of these creative people, an author, for example. Mm-hmm. What should they focus on, he or she focus on, the book or personal branding? Because one thing you are good at, the other you are not good at. How does that work, or you lose everything?
We get asked that question all the time. One of the personal brands that we work with is Jerry Jenkins. He teaches writers how to write books online. And so we have dealt with this question from thousands of authors. They say, I don't have time to build a platform. I don't have time to build a personal brand. I'm writing a great book. And we say, great, write a great book. That's the most important thing. If the content isn't good, it won't sustain a personal brand, right? You'll be shooting at the wind. It'll be, it'll go away. And so we say, focus on the book. But if you're thinking about your work days and you have a 5-day work week, let's spend 80% of the time writing a great book and 20% of the time working on that action plan over 90 days. So if you use that 8-hour portion of your day, if you use that fifth out of every 5 days to push your personal brand forward, by the time you have your manuscript complete, you'll have a great foundation to send that book out. But again, you're defining your why, finding the target, and then implementing an action plan. But you do that within the confines of creating great content. And the content is king. That's still going to win. But like you said, with the tools we have today, it's even faster to create great content, because one thing AI can provide is great outlines, great initial first drafts, and that can move you faster and further than ever before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You answered quite a lot of my questions on personal branding and stuff. Now let's ask about your company, Leverage Sure. Brands. What do you do there? I understand it, but I want to understand from you for the audience.
Yeah, we do a lot of what we've just talked about. So when I say define your why, find your target audience, and make a plan, if that sounds overwhelming to you, we can help with that. That's one of the things that we do in our platform blueprint. We do all sorts of other opportunities, and we work with other authors on limited scope projects where we're running that 90-day action plan for you with our team of experts. But one thing that I wanted to say, AJ, is that I have made some time available for your audience. And so if you go to leveragebrands.co/pod, I've opened my calendar to grab some free consultations for you guys so that we can see what's next for you. Are you having problems defining your why? Let's talk about it. Are you having problems with the action plan? Let's talk about what you're trying to accomplish. And I've opened up that time for your audience so that we can just help. And that's what we're looking to do. Over the last 5 years, Leverage Brands has taken on about 4 clients per year. And this next 12 months, we're looking to double, maybe even triple that amount, because we believe that we've systematized our offerings to be able to handle that. But it's the first time in our history that we have. So we are more available than we ever have been to help you. And that's what we want to do.
Right, right. My last question to you, Chase, is that you talk about personal branding, you tell about the personal branding to others. How do you manage your own personal brand when you have got 3 firms? One is about you as an intellectual property owner, lawyer, and then you have got your Leverage Brands, and you had earlier you had Kirkwood Business Management.
Yeah, and I think what you can see, AJ, is that I hadn't defined my why very directly or my target audience. And so the answer, we have a saying here in the U.S., and I don't know if it made its way to India yet, but it's the cobbler's son has no shoes. Have you heard that?
I know what you mean, but
yeah.
in another way, yes, it has reached, it is very much here. We have our own versions of it, but I get it.
That's right. And that's what I'm trying to do now. So this is me developing my personal brand. I'm living out what I'm speaking to you. And I'm using the theories that we've come up with over the last, really, I've been at Leverage Brands for the past 5 years, but my business partner and I have been working together since 2012 on personal brands. So this is not new for us. We're implementing those strategies, and we're trying to get out there to help people like you with innovative companies or with messages that need to be shared, make these plans. And so this is me doing that. I have been much more direct in my target audience over the last 90 days than I have been really in my history or in my employment history. And so all of the things that are on the side, I've put those away. I still practice law. I still have my firm. But I even have that with a group now. It's my very first time of being in a law firm. And so I'm at Founders Legal. On that side, have a great team. And now at Leverage Brands, we are focused on helping personal brands and innovative companies take that next step in massive action that's going to yield the results that they're looking for to get them from where they are to where they want to be.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how do people who want to know more about your company, about you, how can they, what's the best way for do that? And how can people who want to connect with you professionally, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, so you can find me on LinkedIn. I know we're live there now. It's just Chase Neely, linkedin.com/in/Chase Neely. You can find me there. The second thing is you can find me at leveragebrands.co/pod, not .com, .co/pod. And I've set up my calendar to be able to talk to you there. So if you want to have a conversation, that's the best way to do it. Or reach out and follow me on LinkedIn. I'd be happy to meet you there as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.